South End, we don't have an AI server station. Not yet, anyway. Probably because our electrical grid isn't up to the demands these data centers need, or the vast amounts of water necessary to cool them down. One of these tech centers would require our entire aquifer, or else the tech boys could desalinate the Sally Sea nearby and cool their miles of circuits. Of course, the desal plant would need all the power of the entire island and maybe Stanwadopoulos too, much less the electricity to run the computers, but so far, they're content to put their server farms off-island, okay by us. You probably already know this, but I sure didn't. AI runs these farms partly to teach other AIs, basically a kindergarten for young chap GPTs, but with a fast learning curve, say a few days or maybe even a week. Then they can graduate with PhDs in various specialties. They're dumb as rocks to begin with, dumb as most of me and most of my cronies down here when we've been drinking. But quick as you can say check and mate, they've learned languages, mathematics, calculus, spam writing, videography, history, maybe even what we Homo sapiens taste like. Me and my buddies, even sober, couldn't learn 1/1,000,000th what they learn in hours or days. Obviously they don't drink. Yet. Probably shouldn't give androids taste buds, although I'm betting they'll develop curiosities and plenty of our bad habits. Woe unto them. A good percentage of us, even us South Enders, are using AI already. And it's just taking baby steps. Better than Google searches, according to the flatheads who use it for repair diagnostics and aftermarket parts searches. If the car guys are hooked on advanced search engines, believe me, we're all doomed. Every cute kitty video ever made will be at your beck and call. All the kids growing up with AI on their smarty pants phones, they'll be the first to snap up Android friends, robot teachers, probably cyborg parents too. Why not? We made a mess of this world. Give the droids a shot. Let's face it, the Pied Piper is coming.